Loretta Simmons jumped at the sound of a loud crash next door. What was that? It was only 6:30. She'd come into the Open Mind bookstore extra early this morning to unload inventory before her store opened, expecting quiet. This was not quiet. Maybe it was nothing. A rodent or something, since the building had been closed for years. Another loud banging sound made her pause. Okay, something was up. She hoped no one was breaking in next door. Maybe she should peek out the front window. She left the storeroom and glanced quickly at her daughter, Hazel, who was sitting on one of the sofas in the reading section. Hazel obviously hadn't heard a thing, since she had her headphones on and was watching a movie. Loretta made her way to the front, cautiously pulling at the blinds. There was a truck parked out front, but since it was still dark outside, she couldn't make out the lettering on it. It appeared to be a work vehicle, and what burglar would park in plain sight? Deciding to step outside, she opened the front door and walked across the porch so she could get a better look. At the same time, a tall, imposing figure walked out the front door of the building. Oh, crap. Deacon Fox. She instantly made the connection to the truck parked out front. It was a Fox McCormick construction truck, which could only mean one thing. The building next door must be undergoing renovation, and Deacon Fox was in charge of that renovation. A cloud of dust followed him. He had on worn jeans with a tool belt strapped to his hip. He was sweaty and had dirt smudges on his face and a handful of debris slung over his shoulder. She'd never seen a man look hotter. Though why she'd noticed his hotness was beyond her, she should have noticed that about Deacon, or any man for that matter. Male hotness was not at the top of her radar right now.